the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building, faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Notice on the format for this meeting, the digital format of this meeting, was included on the agenda for this meeting and posted on the township's website. May I have a roll call, please?
For Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
And Council President Malay?
Here. First matter of business is the approval of the March 11th meeting minutes. Does anybody have any questions or comments on those minutes from council?
I will be abstaining, I believe.
Yep.
I had none, so I'd ask for a motion. I'll make the motion. Can I have a second?
Second, Strauss.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick? You're abstaining?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. The second matter of business is a proclamation. Proclamation, the expression of gratitude to all serving selflessly to ensure the health, well-being, and safety of all citizens against COVID-19. Whereas in December of 2019, a novel coronavirus outbreak began in Wuhan, China, and since then has touched almost every corner of the world and has shuttered villages, towns, cities, and healthcare facilities. Whereas hundreds of thousands of people around the world have become sickened and many have died due to this outbreak. Whereas the novel coronavirus is also known as COVID-19. CO stands for coronavirus, VI is for virus, and V is disease. And whereas the first case of COVID-19 struck the United States in February 2020, and since then has transmitted throughout the country, leaving thousands on the front lines to combat this virus by working long hours as they assist those in need in our communities. Whereas around the country, millions of health professionals, first responders, warehouse operators, truck drivers, postal workers, delivery workers, construction workers, grocery store clerks, attendants, and public servants fighting this pandemic and helping to ensure the well-being and safety of the citizens of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, and the United States of America. And whereas these individuals are heroes because of their enduring and selfless dedication to their fellow citizens as they continue to work in dangerous conditions, particularly healthcare workers experiencing a short supply of protective gear. And whereas the country is at war with this pandemic, and the great people that Americans rely on in this time are in any and all regards, now therefore be it proclaimed that the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey wish to extend sincere gratitude to all of the heroes who have continued to sacrifice for the sake of the residents of Clinton and the country. Be it further proclaimed, the mayor and council call upon all residents of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, the State of New Jersey, and across the United States of America to recognize and extend appreciation to all individuals risking personal health and the health of their loved ones. We are forever grateful. This resolution is hereby presented at the invite of the mayor and council on May 13th, 2020, part of the minutes of said meeting. I just want to take a moment to thank Councilman Strauss for having brought this matter up and this proclamation. I think it's a really good way to acknowledge anybody who's really chipping in these difficult times. Mark, I don't know if you have a few words you'd like to say or.
No, I just appreciate that the mayor and council and the clerk took the opportunity to write this and present it out there. And I just think it's a good way of showing our gratitude, not only for the first responders, but our healthcare workers and our other folks who are working in the essential jobs, whether it's gas stations, grocery stores, so on and so forth, and all the people who are enduring this trying times at home as well. And it's just a good way to get the word out there. So thank you.
Thank you. Carla or Trishka, I don't think we need a motion or a vote on the proclamation, right?
No, I don't believe you do, but if you'd like to call for a motion and a vote, that'd be fine. It's up to you.
Let's go ahead and do that. Mark, would you like to make a motion?
Oh, did I mute him?
Uh-oh. Councilman Strauss, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, Strauss will make the motion, yep.
Thank you. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
We should do a roll call for everything since we're digital.
Okay. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski? Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Amy?
You said yes.
Oh, I can't hear her. And Council President Malay?
Yes. All right, next matter of business. We skipped the consent agenda for a change. There's nothing here. So we will begin with reports. Councilman Strauss, you may go first.
Thank you. So the Clinton Township Board of Ed had a meeting, and the point of notoriety that I want to bring to attention was that at that meeting, they approved an interim superintendent, Dr. Joanna Roberto, and she is scheduled to start July 1st of this year. Also, as you know, their budget has been introduced and approved at the last meeting as well, and I let them know that we were introducing our budget tonight, and it was set for public hearing on June 10th. And as for Environmental Commission, just a few things that they had a virtual meeting this past Thursday, May 7th, which unfortunately was not able to dial into, as I wasn't able to get to a device to reach that. But they have one page of minutes that breezed over quickly, and it's basically just following up on all the topics that I've been reporting about at the last couple of meetings, nothing that jumps out. I know they're trying to work on some dates to go up to Windy Acres and work on the master plan up there. Talked about a tree planting day for Arbor Day that's canceled due to the COVID-19, which seems to be hand in hand with everything else. A lot of talk on plastic bags and how it's a danger to our environment, and looking at some more educational outlets to make our residents and businesses more aware of the negative effects of plastics on the environment. Meeting was adjourned, and the next meeting is Thursday, June 4th, with a location and format to be announced. And that's all I have for my two committees.
All right, thank you much. Councilman Kochanowski.
I have nothing to report.
Very good. Councilwoman.
Does it sound like a tin can in here, or is it just my connection?
No, I can't.
You guys hear okay?
No, I hear a bunch of crap.
I got lots of feedback over here.
What I would suggest is everybody who can mute themselves do so when they're not speaking. I'm trying to do that myself.
I thought it was just me. Okay, the North of Voorhees Board of Ed passed their budget. Everyone voted for it. Can you hear me? Yes?
Yep.
Obvious things are postponed. The state tape tests for this year are postponed as long as they're goal setting. So basically, you know what's going on in the high school. It's sort of unfortunate with the graduations and proms and whatnot. But we are going to put some names in the newsletter with the graduation, the graduates from North and Voorhees that graduated from Clinton Township Middle School. So that should be nice. The Fran project is coming to a close. I'm thinking maybe the next couple weeks. I was just there this afternoon, and we've been working on it when there are no leaves on the trees and it's just dirt and gray. And I just went there. And everything's blooming. It's absolutely stunning. So I'm really excited how that turned out. We moved the machine out of there. We're putting some wildflowers in there. And they're working on a kiosk as well, and just cleaning things up. So as soon as the kiosk is in there, we're going to let everybody take a look. Let's see, Wendy Acres. We met with, it was Rich, Tom, Jay, and I went over to the property. I don't know if I reported this last time, about a new area for the parking. So Jay thought maybe by the end of May, he might be able to put some stone up there, and nothing crazy. But we did point out where the parking lot would be and where the overflow would be and the trail that takes you to the temporary bridge. We are scheduling a walk for the existing trail system that is not in good condition. It's unfortunate. There's a lot of running and things like that. So, you know, I wouldn't even encourage the public to go on it. But we're going to walk over there, somebody from environmental, somebody from open space, me, Tom, I think you're going, and hopefully Scott Klukas to see if he can look at what's going on over there. Tom, I got your email saying he's booked right now, so I guess we'll wait a little bit to talk to him about that. And I'm starting the wooded trail project on the wooded portion. I'm excited about that. And historic, the next two meetings are canceled. I don't understand. Brian, do you understand how these meetings are going? How they're scheduling them?
I think Steve's going to try to schedule one for June. Okay. I started to schedule one and then had some technical difficulties. And I'm thinking once we get the WebEx thing down, we may utilize this meeting format, let's say, for the historic commission. We just have to figure out that host capability so that we don't have to have you sit on. That's the gating.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to run into the same thing with open space using the WebEx, correct?
Yeah, but I think we can work around it.
Okay, cool. All right, that's all I have to report.
All right, well, very good. And my report would be basically, you know, the historic commission hasn't had a meeting in a bit. We'll hopefully have one coming up soon. Sewer meeting is tomorrow. That'll be a call-in number. The last meeting of the planning board was pretty routine matters. It was the first time they had used WebEx, so it went pretty well. There were some glitches. And then the last thing I would report, well, and obviously the finance committee, we're presenting the budget tonight. We'll have the adoption is scheduled for June 10th. There are a couple items of finance that hopefully will come before us in the next meeting, one for data backup system, police department, and also we're going to try to buy at least a few laptops for some of the folks in the office who don't have any. It'll make working from home in these conditions a little bit more more reasonable. That aside, REC was scheduled to meet. And Tom, I'm glad to see you're on. The REC committee was scheduled to meet June 8th. We're going to move that up, I think, to next Wednesday via WebEx, if we can swing it. And we'll talk about plans going forward for the postponed community day, amongst other things. You know, with the goings on and the pandemic, it's a bit touch and go for everything. So I'm sure, Tom, you have more to report on summer camp and all. We'll go to you in a minute. Other than that, I have nothing, and I'll kick it over to Administrator Landon. Jess. Jess, you're muted.
Am I there? Hear me now? Okay, hey, how's everybody? So, you know, we are moving through this mess. We've so far been lucky. I don't think we've had anybody, our municipal family, come down with the disease, and that's a good thing. We started our mowing on the parks. We are in the process of getting foggers so we can start fogging our buildings regularly as we get back into the swing of things. And Tom DeRose has been very helpful getting that put together and finding all the materials and everything for that. We are... Rob Dambola and I are working pretty much regularly every few days on collecting all the information on our costs involved with this Corona thing, because we have a September due date to send in all our bills for reimbursement. So that's an ongoing thing, but, you know, we're logging in. I know the police are logging everything, the fire's logging everything, and, you know, in the municipal building, we're keeping track of all our costs. So hopefully we'll get some money back someday. And we are working on the Windy Acres improvements. Amy, I know I've been talking to Jay and Tom about getting the pavilion moving along and some of those other trails going.
I forgot to report on that. I think everyone's trying to get some estimates on the pavilion. We're trying to get an idea of what should look like. You know, we don't want it too big, we don't want it too small, we don't want to make sure it looks natural. Tom's been working on it. Jesse, I think you've been working on trying to get some numbers and some ideas of what this should look like. I think we all agree that it should be a metal roof, though. I think we're all in agreement on that part. We're moving along with that. Sorry, I forgot to report that.
That's all I got.
Thank you much, Jess. I think that's a nice segue into Mr. Sylvia, since we've got you on the line. Anything you'd like to add to the recreation or the open space report?
Following up what you said about being in a kind of a holding pattern with a lot of what we do, we're just waiting for some direction from the state. And then I think I'll sit down with yourself and Jesse and put things together for the fall, winter, and obviously definitely next spring. If we could do things in July and August, we will. But right now that looks tentative at best. We're evaluating summer rec. Again, I've talked to numerous people in the township. I've talked to the state. And right now, it looks like it may be tough to proceed with the program, but we're still going to evaluate it. We'll talk about it at our meeting next Wednesday, and we'll definitely announce something probably within the next 2-3 weeks on what we want to do. We are targeting the last day of school for a Kona Ice event to celebrate the kids in school and in town. We're going to try to offer Kona Ice at two locations in town on that last day of school. I'll get the specifics out on Facebook within a week so people can prepare for it. But just trying to give back a little to the community and give the kids a nice reward for what turned out to be probably a pretty tough school year. And then lastly, like Amy mentioned, we do have quotes for the pavilion. They do have a metal roof. We got them from two different vendors and did contact a third. So I talked to Rich Shaw this morning, and we're close to moving forward with the quotes and submitting that and getting a purchase order and moving forward with it. Once we do pick one, there will be a like almost a pre-con meeting at the site, Amy, where you could discuss, you know, colors and things along those lines. So it'll definitely fit the Windy Acres site. You know, we'll definitely be mindful of that.
Great, thanks, Tom.
Thank you. And that's all I have right now.
Very good, thank you, Tom. Other Tom, Lieutenant DeRosa, have you got anything you'd like to report? And Carl, yep,
I just got myself. All right, how's everybody doing? Real quick, we're still busy. We're back to full strength as far as the squads working four on, four off. We've had a lot of investigations, a lot of scams, and unfortunately people are falling for them. Just been busy with a lot of stuff, a lot of domestics. So we're hanging in there. We're fogging the building. We're staying safe, and we're going to start. I had a meeting with the command staff today as far as if they're comfortable with kind of loosening up some restrictions. They're all good with it as long as they practice, they're safe, you know, wear your mask, wear your gloves. And, we're not going to go crazy, but, you know, there's a lot going on out there, which we should probably pay attention to more along. So, well, you'll probably be seeing a little more visibility as far as a little bit more proactive stance, but not too crazy, but just to let people know we're still there and we're working. But other than that, if anybody wants to borrow the fogger that I got made for us real quick, as long as you got the chemicals, come grab it. I'll show you how to use it. It's pretty simple. You want maybe have Brian fog the building. Brian from DPW.
Not this Brian.
No. So I've been doing it. We usually, the guys cleaned the entire building last night. So, you know, they've been doing a really bang up job, and everybody's been really, you know, doing it to it. So I'm real proud of them. So other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, the department's been doing a good job in tough conditions. So thank everybody for us and keep up
the work.
Especially, you know, that sting you had on the scammer. I, I saw some chatter that there have been subsequent scams as well. So
yeah,
seniors
yeah.
thing is
definitely people are getting a little volatile too out there. So we've, you know, seems like a lot of the wackos find themselves getting off on our roads and in our gas stations and all over the place. So they just find it. I don't know how, but they do. So.
All right. Thank you much. That concludes the reports, I believe. We'll move on to resolutions. The first resolution is for the self-examination of the budget. This is a pretty common thing. We do it every couple years in a row. I think the schedule is we're allowed to do the self-examination. Jesse, you can correct me, every 2 years, and then every third year the state has to do the examination.
Correct.
It's not in that part's not in the resolution, but townships and governing bodies that are in fairly decent financial condition are permitted to do their own examination. So that's all that this is. Any comments, questions, or discussion on the part of council?
No.
Okay, very good. May I have a motion then?
A move.
Jamie, can I have a second, please?
Strauss, second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Second resolution is in support of the NJDOT Route 78 bridge over Beaver Brook in the township of Clinton, Hunterdon County. And Jess, you know more, I think, about the particulars of this than I do, but essentially the bridge is in desperate need of repair and the state was looking for our support to replace it.
Yes, they're just, it shouldn't have any impact on traffic. It'll be basically from the underside is falling apart, not the surface.
Very good. Any comments or questions? Not hearing any?
No.
Thank you, Mark. Have a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes. The final resolution of the evening is awarding a professional services agreement to the Elm Group for licensed site remediation professional services with the remediation of the Windy Acres property from 2020 to 2021, ratifying work completed in connection therewith 2017 to 2020. The first part of this resolution, and Jess and Trish, I'll ask for a little background on it. The first part of this resolution is to wrap up environmental studies and some remediation that we need to do in order to preserve the remaining parcels of Windy Acres that we had not preserved when we bought the entire property going back, I guess, almost 15 years. And the second is just memorialize some work because we had not actually done a contract, I think, with the Elm Group, and we need to just tidy that up for work that had begun to clean up the older portion of the preserved property. Jess, Trishka.
Yeah, that's correct. We're trying to finish that project off. The one that you mentioned, the one piece that you mentioned was the replanting of trees, which unfortunately the deer ate most of them. So we had to redo a lot of those, and that's the older one. And then the other is just to finish off the final environmental study so we can get our reimbursement from Green Acres. Just the two parts.
All right. Thank you much. Any discussion on the part questions? Hearing none, I shall make the motion. Can I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Amy.
Councilman Strauss? Councilman Strauss?
Yes. Yes.
Councilman Cutchin?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes. All right, introduction of ordinances, of which we have two, and then followed by the introduction of this year's budget. The first ordinance is ordinance number 1137-2020, calendar year 2020 ordinance to exceed the municipal cap budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. Jess, I believe the best way to describe this ordinance is it sets the amount of the appropriations increase that we can have for the year at 3.5%. And if the final adopted budget is less than that, we are allowed to bank it for future.
Correct. So correct, really, for future
really years. What we're doing is we're creating a cap bank for this. Yep. And I think that was the 0.5% increase.
That's correct.
Questions, comments on the part of council? Okay, this is just introduction, so I would ask for a motion to introduce.
Make a motion.
Motion by Mark. I was satisfied with the conversations and the questions I had earlier today with Council President Malay.
Thank you, Councilman Strauss. We'll take Councilman Strauss is the first, and the Councilman Kochanowski is the second.
Okay. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. And the public hearing for this will be June 10th. The second ordinance is ordinance number 1138-2020, appropriating $75,000 to the Capital Improvement Fund and design expenses in connection with various water and sanitary sewer system improvements in and by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. Public hearing to be held on June 10th. This is the funding mechanism that is required by the resolution we approved a couple of months ago, I think it is now, to provide some capital funding for the engineering work at the Marukian affordable housing site. This is some starter money that we can keep on track and on schedule for our affordable housing plan while we are applying for housing credits, tax financing credits. Once the developer receives either the 9% or 4% credits, they will reimburse us this money. And it is coming out of the Capital Improvement Fund, which is why we need to do it, since we're not borrowing any money. Hearing the receipt. I would ask for
so moved, Strauss. Again, I had a conversation with Council President Malay today and questioning this, and I'm satisfied with the answers he gave me. So moved.
Strauss, may I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. All right, now we're moving to the introduction of the budget. And you know what? I will try to share my screen. Let me see if I can share some content. Can everybody see this?
Yep. I like the rooster on the cover.
Like the rooster on the cover? So for those on the phone, I'm sharing a brief presentation. Just to give some high-level budget details for our budget this year, it'll be posted on the website at some point in the near future, as will the budget. Carl, I don't know exactly when that'll be, but we'll just work to get this up sooner than later.
Okay.
Working remotely, things are a little bit more difficult, let's say. First is just an overview of the property tax breakdown. For those who aren't familiar, the township's tax bill is really, we're only about 15% of your taxes right now. Obviously the bulk goes to the schools, and we're about, when you add up all the county ones, we're pretty close to on par with what the county is as part of your tax bill. revenues this year, we have had some decline in revenue, total revenue. If you look at where we're at, obviously the largest, but not all of our revenue is property taxes. Our surplus is down year over last. And if you do the math, it actually is, it's pretty close. The real reason for that is last year we had over, I think it was about $340,000 tax appeal from Beaverbrook. And that drove a lot of that reduced revenue. Construction fees were lower. That is to be expected. And honestly, I think our expenses are lower because the Exxon work is less. We move on to the important part, which is the part we have most of our control over, is the appropriations. We increased, the biggest increase in this year's budget by far as a percentage was the reserve for uncollected taxes. We are ramping that up. I think it's in this particular climate a good thing that we are. We had been planning to do so. We increased it a bit as we went along. We have increases in the public works and police salaries. Because we felt some vacancies at the end of the last year and the beginning of this year prior to the pandemic, and also because we have contracts that we just settled for both. The public works contract will be coming up fairly soon. So for both public works and police, there's an increase there. We also had to hire a municipal court clerk. We'll be doing that in this budget, and that is mandated by the state administrative office of the clerk, of the court, rather. And last but not least, we reduced salaries last year in tax and rec because we reduced some staff. So we were able to move some money around this year based on that. Capital budget plan. We have a plan that goes out 5 or 6 years as part of this budget. It is that. It is just a plan. This year, however, because we put a good chunk of money in the capital improvement fund last year, we are definitely planning to do Stanton Mountain Road Phase 2. That went out to bid, and the bid opening is next week. Other major roadwork that we're hoping to do this year is pave Hermanthal. We did receive a grant, so we should be able to move forward with that as well. And we're in the works to buy a public works dump truck, maybe even two, replace some fire department turnout gear. And just for reference for everybody, that dump truck that we're looking to replace, I think one, Jess, is 1997 or 1998, if I remember correctly. They're pretty old vehicles that we're replacing. And the fire department, likewise, is some of it's from the 90s. So we're looking to replace those. And we're hoping to buy and acquire a couple of vehicles for the police department. Last but not least, as far as our debt situation, you can see the spike. The largest was at the end of 2007 going into 2008. It was over 30 million. Our net debt, we're down now close to, we're about 21 million. And this year we've already paid off quite a bit. And we expect to end the year without any new borrowing around 18 million. So overall, a nice reduction over the last few years, our net debt situation. Property taxes. This year, the budget is looking at let me just dial back a little bit. The budget this year is actually on a whole a little bit lower than it was last year, but due to the reduction in revenue, we have to make it up in property tax. And that is going to result in an increase in the municipal tax rate of about 2.35% on a home that's assessed at $400,000, slightly above the average home value. You're looking at a $38 increase per year. It's unfortunate, especially in these times, but our finances have been so tight, it is necessary. The amount to be raised, the tax levy, is a total of $8.9 million, which would reflect that increase. It's a little over 2.4%. And I really just want to put in perspective, because I did a little bit of research on this, and it kind of struck me. When you look at Redding Township's tax levy, which is they're a little bit bigger with a little bit larger population, but you know, not terribly much, and they're probably our next closest comparable town in the area. their tax levy is north of 15 and a half million. That's the difference between where our taxes are at and where theirs are. And part of that is because we have had such a low surplus over the years that the one thing is we've kept taxes down, but the other is that we've been living paycheck to paycheck in some ways. So that's the overall picture. Does anybody on council have any questions, concerns, anything they want to discuss? Obviously, it's a high level. You haven't received the full budget. I didn't go through every line item. All right, hearing or seeing none, may I have a motion to introduce this budget for adoption on June 10th, please? Not hearing any, I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Sorry, Brian, again, the conversations you and I had today, I'm convinced that all the appropriate measures were taken and the questions I had were satisfactory answered, so I would second this. Sorry, I was on mute.
Sorry.
Oh, Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
And Council President Millay?
Yes. And last but not least, we come to the action packed part of the meeting, the vouchers. Does anybody want to make a motion to pay the bills?
Strauss, always a good thing to do.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes. All right. Now we're going to go to public comment. And before we begin, I'd like to make few notes here. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person and must pertain to a governmental issue that the commenter believes may be of concern to the township's residents. To make a comment or ask a question, click on the participant icon at the bottom of your screen, then click on the raise your hand button in the lower right hand corner of the dialog box. When it is your turn to speak, Arthur will unmute you. Anyone attending by phone instead of computer or mobile device will be unmuted prior to the conclusion of the public comment period and given an opportunity to speak, and we'll identify you by the last few digits of, well, I guess we'll have to go by user numbers. For whatever reason, I don't see phone numbers.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, Brian, these instructions were written when we were still using Zoom, and I've now made a note to myself that we need to update them to reflect
Yep.
the differences with WebEx.
And is there a raise your hand button?
There is, but you have to pull up the participant list, and then you have to scroll over your own name on that list, the hand will pop up.
Thank you, Trishka. So yeah, anybody who's online on the WebEx, your name, and click raise your hand. We don't have that many people on here, so we can just even run through. Bill, have you anything you'd like to say? Nope, you're shaking your head. That's good. And we have Paul Work. Paul, have anything you'd like to say? Not seeing any hands go up. So, Carla, can you unmute the two phone numbers that aren't unmuted as yet?
Okay.
Go with four first. Yeah. And I believe number four is Ms. Murawski. Ms. Murawski, do you have anything you'd like to say? I hope it is.
Nobody's answered that one.
Try number two then. Maybe it's the other. Ms. Murawski, is that you, at caller number two?
No.
Oh, it's not? I hear you. Do you have anything you want to say, or are you good?
Oh, I thought I already said no.
Oh, okay, very good. I don't think we have any public comment. Unmute number four, and we'll just say, we'll just give one last chance for anybody who wants to say anything. Anybody wish to say anything for public comment? Going once?
Hi, this is Jane from the Review. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, I do have some questions on the budget since I'm not able to, since you've gone to WebEx, I'm not able to get in except on the phone.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I don't know if you want to answer them now or if I should call Carla tomorrow and,
Let's do this. Let's give it a half a day tomorrow afternoon. We'll post this presentation at the website, and you can take a look at it. And then if you have any questions, probably best to call me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. All right. Well, thank you all very much. Councilman Strauss, I believe it's your favorite part of the meeting.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik?
Yes.
And Council President Millett?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Good night, everyone.
Yep.
Good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.